The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, calls are being made for more offline spaces to be created for young people in this country. To chat about this need and the urgency, I suppose, behind it, I'm now joined by Catherine Walsh, the National Youth Council of Ireland Director of Policy and Advocacy. You're very welcome to the show. Catherine, what exactly are we talking about when we're saying offline spaces?
Thanks very much, first of all, for having me on the show this evening to talk about this. It's a really topical area right now. I suppose when we talk about offline spaces, it's what we're talking about is third spaces. And those are the spaces that aren't home, they're not school, they're social places for young people where they can congregate, socialise, you know, and access services without having to pay money or be exposed to unsafe or antisocial environments. And, you know, as I said, these spaces that are very distinct from home, they're very distinct from school, they're really vital to youth development. In recent times, it's become topical. This week, there's been an opinion piece in the Irish Examiner from Gillian Van Turnhout, who's the chair of the Online Health Task Force, where she calls for more offline spaces for young people, particularly when we're looking to address online harms that young people may experience. And it's really important that we have those safe offline spaces for young people, to help them foster relationships, have those safe spaces to navigate the digital world and really give young people a break from digital pressures, a place to be heard, and really just a place to be themselves.
And what could those facilities look like? Sorry to cut across you, Catherine. I'm just wondering what those spaces could look like.
Well, these third spaces could be anything. From the National Youth Council perspective, we talk a lot about youth work because we are the representative body for youth and voluntary youth organisations. So we talk about youth work. But it can be art, it can be sports, it can be leisure, they're community facilities. These are all sorts of spaces that young people can gather into. As I said, that are not home, that are not school. It's those social spaces. And we know from our work with young people, from our work with youth organisations, from youth workers, you know, the loss of these spaces is being really felt in isolated or disadvantaged communities. Where services and social spaces are not being are not available, and it's really being felt. And you know, when we talk about coming out of COVID-19 and a whole generation there that are experiencing loneliness, it's vital now more than ever that we have these spaces for young people to gather, to socialise, develop and foster that sense of identity,
and to do it in a face-to-face way. Do teens, Catherine, still go to youth clubs the way we would have 30 years ago?
Yeah, very much so. And there's actually a demand for youth services, for youth work. We know from our member organisations, there's actually waiting lists to get into youth work services to be able to engage. And that's why, we've been calling for more investment in youth work, in more places and spaces for young people. And I suppose there's a misconception out there, that youth work is outdated, or youth clubs or youth services, they're not outdated. And it's a myth that young people only want to connect online, and the data does tell us a different story. Young people really value having a real world space that they can feel, safe, supported, understood. And those spaces help them disconnect from, the digital pressures, build confidence and feel part of a community. And that's what young people particularly want. And those young people particularly that are coming out of isolated period of COVID-19, who've experienced, disconnection from the education system, from their peers for a long time. And we know from the EU Loneliness Survey, for example, from 2013, that Ireland is the loneliest country in the EU, and young people are actually more at risk of loneliness than older adults. So we know that young people are lonely, and they actually want these connected spaces. But unfortunately,
and
there is an absence of them.
Notwithstanding the fact that we are all so connected all of the time through our mobile phones.
Exactly. We are connected. And we hear, people say that, we're worried about screen time. But unfortunately, digital spaces have become the default because we haven't built up enough real world alternatives. Libraries, youth theatres, music workshops, drop-in centres, community art spaces. They're not luxuries, and we can't have a reliance on devices for connection. I think because if we do that, we lose human connection. And we know that so many young people, for example, are even turning to chatbots for connection, and that's really problematic as AI really grips society. And that's why we need to make sure we can go back to that real world human connection of gathering as peers, but also spaces where young people can connect with trusted adults like youth workers, like volunteers, where if they see something online that they may want to question, if they want to challenge misinformation or disinformation they see online, they have those safe spaces that they can go to. And that's what we're saying. And, you know, Gillian Van Turnhout, in the interim report of the Online Health Task Force, she said herself that we need those safe spaces for young people, and there needs to be a cross-governmental response to that.
Yeah, I see Richard Hogan was also writing, we've a beautiful country, but what do we have to offer bored teenagers? And I do think at that age in particular, your connection with your friends is more important than anything.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that reflection we had on Berlin is powerful. You know, children, young people walking hand in hand through that concert hall and forming memories that's going to shape their identity and imagination for years to come. And that's really what investment in these places and spaces for young people can do. And that's why it's not just, as I said, it's right across. It's art, sport, culture, youth work, leisure. It's all of these things that needs investment in. And it does need to be, as you said, cross-departmental a consideration for these youth spaces and facilities.
Okay, Catherine Walsh, the National Youth Council of Ireland Director of Policy and Advocacy, thanks for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.